Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to Thursday, March 23rd. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Welcome to my journey through jet lag. If you're up early with us, you're catching us on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And then you can hear us on afternoon drive time, 920 AM and 99.1 FM. I don't care where you listen, but I do hope you will. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And after you hear our show, you will be the smartest person in the room. So wear ready chocolate and spend an hour with me. When we're finished, we post everything to my website and my Facebook page, podcast, all of the above. We've got great mystery songs, the Joey English Daily Datebook, community events, the Joey English Desert Datebook, great interviews, great giveaways, great music that's usually mine. Okay, you're pretty well trained by now. Have you got your day timers close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
You'll like this, Rick. Thursday, March 23rd is National Puppy Day. Palm Desert Area Chamber of Commerce has a weekly putting skins game. That's hard to say. Putting skins. There. A weekly putting skins game every Thursday. Shadow Mountain Golf Course, the website. Or you can email cvputtingskinsgame@gmail.com. Act for MS presents an elegant evening honoring Suze Hunt. Wednesday, April 5th, with Diane Shore. We got to get her back on the show. Now, you can get your tickets. It's at the Renaissance Indian Wells. Go to act4ms.org. Egghead IT asks, are you prepared for the next virus on your device? Not the one in your lungs, on your device. Now, get monthly monitoring on all your devices. Check it out at eggheadit.com. We've got an extra week next week. We'll get some of these people in that we haven't visited with in a while. Okay, Joey Pals, we're going to have the best hour today because this is a longtime friend of the show and of me personally. She's a Scorpio, so you'll feel her power. The way we do this is we spend the first segment on her childhood, her education, her family. The second segment on her career and all the things she's done on television here locally. And the third segment will be what she's got planned in the future. So we say hello to Judith Chapman.
Hi, Joey.
Oh, listen to you.
You said my childhood.
Oh, yeah. Latrell. No, Lavanda.
Latrell.
You were Latrell.
I was Latrell. Who were you?
Bitsy May.
Bitsy May. Now, that's a quiz question. What show are we talking about?
We're talking about 12 years worth of Sordid Lives.
And they're still doing it.
They're still doing it. In fact, over this time, they're doing something to honor Leslie Jordan.
I hope so. Of course
in
they are.
Cathedral City.
Yeah, of course they are. Del Shore's coming down.
But God, let's start Leslie. With where were you born?
I was born
Charles Dickens. Yes. I was born Greenville, South Carolina. But there's a reason I was born in Greenville, South Carolina. My father, now at Arlington, along with my mother, whom I finally lost a few months ago.
Yes.
At the age of 99, it was time for her, I think. But she and Daddy were stationed wherever, and... But she said, she went home to have each of us. She went home to her mama, to Greenville, South Carolina. I'm the youngest of three girls.
Right.
And she went home to have, she said, I don't know where they're going to end up, but I sure as heck know where they're going to start out.
Well, I don't think
I knew that. Only reason I was born in Greenville, South Carolina. Otherwise, I probably would have been born on a ship between California and Japan.
What branch of the service?
Air Force. General, yes. Please, boom.
We knew that, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we knew that.
Yes. Fly high and straight. And where'd you get your education?
Thank God I had parents who both demanded that we had wonderful education. So when we lived in England, I went to English boarding school in the little village that we lived in. Of course, when I was naughty, the nuns would tell me I was a disgrace to my country.
Signs of things to come.
Signs of things to come. And I would go running home and go, Mommy, Mommy. And she was probably howling over my shoulder. Oh, darling, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
And, all over the world. But mostly, predominantly parochial schools, Catholic schools.
How far did you go in school?
I graduated from college.
Yes. All. What is
but
that
But not
line?
A Catholic school. I thought about going to a Catholic college. And at the last minute, I went, I think I'm done. I think I'm done with that. So I ended up at Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri.
Know it well.
And got getting
It's a woman's school.
It's a woman's school. They do have men in the theater departments, dance departments, arts departments. And so that's where I went. I was a Yes, it used to be a finishing school, yes. 2 years, but it had become a 4-year school. But I got bored after 2 years, so I finished in 3 years and 2 summers and headed straight to New York at the ripe age of 20.
You knew what you wanted.
I knew what I wanted because I'd already started when we lived in Spain. My eldest sister, rest her soul, she's gone now.
I know.
Had started working with Lucy Clayton Modeling School in London and Twiggy and all those fabulous people as a gorgeous model. And then when we moved to Spain, she picked it up and became this sensation in Spain. And her agent called one day and said, Patty, I have an extra part in a commercial, but why don't you let your little sister do it? I'm 14 years old. I'm a freshman in high school. And so I asked my mommy, I said, Mommy, can I skip school tomorrow and go make $10? She said, yes. My entire life is hinged on one monosyllabic word.
Yes, right?
Yes.
How about the third sister?
She's still around.
And did she do the modeling show business?
No, she was the smart one. She she went into real estate, hugely successful. Harriet.
What were your names? Harriet?
Patty, Harriet, and Judy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but so I went, but it's a great story, I think. So I started working. And
you were 14, really?
I was 14, and I start my sophomore year. And the agent called and said, Patty, I have a job for your younger sister, for Judy, to do a spaghetti western, as we affectionately called them.
Clint Eastwood.
I wish. Spanish-Italian co-production. But so they said it'll only be about 7 days work. And I was trying out for the cheerleading thing. All of a sudden, I get this call to go be on set somewhere out in the countryside of outside Madrid. And I went, and I went, and
wait
I went.
Wait a minute. You flew from?
No. We were
still in Oh,
we
you were still in Madrid.
Spain.
Sorry.
Excuse me. England and Spain back to back.
Okay.
And then after about 10 days, the school calls and said, my family name is Shepherd. Yeah. And they said, Mrs. Shepherd, where's Judy? No, I was Judy back then.
Oh.
I was baptized Judith. And my mother, honest Catholic soul that she is, she said, well, she's out doing a movie. Yeah. And you could just feel the other end. So long story, the base commander, principal of the school, the jefe of production for the Spanish-Italian film production, my sister translating, and all about me. And they said, bottom line, the base commander said, you know, Major Shepherd, Colonel Shepherd, you could be court-martialed for having your child out of school.
Why are we laughing?
No, it's a child out of school. I'm now barely 15.
Right.
And the principal said, well, Judy can be put back if she keeps missing work. And the jefe of production said, well, we've done these primer planos. It means close-ups of her. So we're going to sue you for $100,000 if she doesn't finish this film. So they all agreed, and the jefe of production for the film company said, okay, we'll enroll her in a nice little Catholic school in Madrid that she will go to on the day she's not working. Never saw a day of the school.
Yeah.
And they sent a car for me every morning, picked me up at the Air Force Base in my house, my home, and took me to the location and then would drive me home. It took 6 weeks. I got back in school literally a few days before
graduating, moving up or what?
Midterm exams.
Okay.
I flew flying colors, no problem. Yes. But the school said, if Judy misses one more day of school because of work, she'll be put back. So I would come home in the afternoon, and Patty was still living at home. And she would say, okay, take this outfit, and here's the address. You have to go and shoot this commercial this afternoon because siestas in the middle of the afternoon. And I say, Patty, I don't want to go to Madrid. I want to go to the teen club and play with my friends. She would say, Judy, if you don't do this job, you will never work in this business
down
again. But Patty, I'm only 15 years old.
My career is over.
My career is over. So thank you, Mother. Mother said yes.
Yes. But thank goodness you were smart, because that enabled you to stay in school. And
yes, it did. So I would go.
I started to say the nuns be damned, but I probably I probably shouldn't say that.
I worked. I worked and would come home and go to school the next day. That started in the,
yes,
when I was 14.
Was it the only thing you ever wanted to do?
Once I realized it was kind of fun and easy, because I thought I was going to be a ballerina. I was a very serious dancer, but I really don't have a dancer's body and the whole thing, really.
Oh.
And I went, no, this is fun. I get to ride on top of a train and shoot the bad guys with no rails, nothing. It was back in the dark ages.
Did you do this show in English in Spain?
No, my boyfriend. It was really. It was loosely based on Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Okay.
I, of course, being the youngest, and my boyfriend for the film was Italian. I didn't speak Italian at the time. He didn't speak English, and it was all dubbed into whatever language.
Okay.
Yeah, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Apologies to Ruta Lee.
Was she in the film?
Oh yes, she's the blonde one in the blue dress.
Right. Well, I was in the Spanish version.
Yes, I'll tell her. She was our talk of stars a couple of weeks ago, or next week or something. Mm-hmm. We're all in the same world. Okay, Joey pals, we've started off with the first segment with Miss, now as she's known, Judith Chapman. Judy had a lovely beginning. When we come back on the other side of our commercials and we have our mystery song, then we'll talk about your career and the soap operas that you did, all the fun things. And then we'll end up in the third segment talking about what you're going to do next, because you'll never slow down.
I keep trying.
Yeah, you retired, I thought.
I thought I had, too. I've never been so busy.
It's Joey English with Judith. Judith Chapman. We wear red and we eat. What do we eat, Judith?
Chocolate.